Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Hey, it's a Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're live. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Just barely.
So we will take your calls about whatever you want. Political, personal, anything that's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming for you, including a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. And again, from time to time on the broadband feed, we have a little bit of fun.
Yeah,
during
the
breaks.
We were talking to Miss Cleo before the show started.
Yeah, so we actually had her on our feed special, only for broadband listeners at freetalklive.com.
It's the most interesting way to listen to the show.
It's all for free, all of it. Everything you find at freetalklive.com is on the house.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you want more information about the Free State Project, you should give them a call. It's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And when we say that it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, we really do mean it.
Yeah.
We don't think that there's another chance.
We've been members for
a few
years.
Going to hell in a handbasket. And I think the only way that America isn't going to end up a totalitarian state is the Free State Project.
We have to get together.
Only one.
The liberty lovers have to get together. They have to join together in the same place, just like we did back in the 1700s, where we all, you know, the people who wanted to be free all came to America. Well, now, the people that want to be free have to retreat from the other 49 states and all get together in the same state, in New Hampshire, and make it happen, because it's the only chance we've got. So there you go.
And just like that time frame, a few people can make a huge difference.
No doubt. And if all goes well and we can set New Hampshire free, then the other states will hopefully follow suit, and the rest of the world will once again be inspired by our beacon of liberty instead of our iron-crushing boot of tyranny, which we currently have today. So your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. We got good stuff coming up tonight. We're going to talk about women and breasts, so that's always good. That's on the way.
Most women have them.
Because we finally got a personal issue here on Free Talk Live. We usually beg for personal calls, and we don't get them these days, so we do have something to bring up. But before that, let's talk about engines.
Engines?
Yeah.
Like car engines?
No. Engines.
Like Indian engines. I see. You know, we wouldn't.
I'm not, I don't mean to make fun. I like Indian.
You know, there's certain words we wouldn't use on the air, and like they begin with an N, or perhaps Hispanic people beginning with an S.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't use those terms. I suppose. Now, I don't know very many Indians, but I suppose there's a possibility that an Indian could take an affront at the term engine. So
that's okay. I'll call myself a white cracker if it makes you feel better.
It's really true. You were born here in Florida. That makes you a cracker. All right. Let me read this article to you.
Give me some bad words for, you know, some slander. Not slander, but I've lost the word. Some sort of some word for white people.
Honky?
Yeah, honky.
Peckerwood?
Honky.
No, that's really the term. They use that term.
Honky, that's the one. That
cracker. Honky, I think, is made up for television, but I think it's very funny.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It is funny.
Honky.
Yeah, we don't take things too seriously here on Free Talk Live, so don't take us too seriously when we say stuff.
Yeah, but
that.
We wouldn't joke around and use the N-word. So I'm just saying,
no,
be
that's
careful.
True.
You're right.
You're right.
Don't know. I don't know if that would offend an Indian.
Well, the N-word I have a problem with, but you know, saying things like,
I'll tell you what. That's pretty rough. what offends me?
Kraut.
Native American.
Okay.
I hate the term Native American because they always use it to describe Indians.
Uh huh.
And wait a minute, by saying that they're Native Americans, you're saying I'm not. But I was born here. I'm a Native American.
True.
It's just not fair to say that otherwise.
How about redcoat?
I don't know whether that's such a good one. A better term for a better mean term for British people is limey.
Okay.
Really?
I would think redcoat would be meaner. Because it harkens back to the days of King George and tyranny.
I don't think anybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about the Indians.
Florida State University doesn't plan to change its Seminoles nickname. The NCAA decided today to ban schools using Native American names and symbols from hosting championship events. But Florida State President T.K. Weatherall says he'll sue the NCAA for its, quote, outrageous and insulting decision. Weatherall says, quote, this university will forever be associated with the unconquered spirit of the American tribe, or the Seminole tribe of America, Florida. Excuse me, I can't get it right. Now, the Seminole tribe was the only tribe to not sign a treaty. There's, you know, the Florida tribes were the only tribes not to sign treaties. Because at the time, Florida was just such an awful, awful place to go.
Okay.
You know, it's so overgrown and hot.
Right.
Mosquitoes, you know, and then the alligators scared the crap out of them. So nobody really ventured into Florida,
okay,
just along the coasts if they did. And the Seminoles kind of lived. They were pretty free there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did manage to lure out Chief Osceola, and they said, "We're going to sign a peace treaty with you guys. Come on out, Chief Osceola." And they get him out there, and they clap irons on him.
Really?
And, yeah. Really crappy thing to do.
Wow.
But anyway.
Honkies.
Honkies, yeah. The Seminoles, only unconquered Indian tribe. So
I didn't know that.
It's a very brave thing.
You learn something new every night.
One could say it's the Muscogee Indians, but, you know, people kind of lump them in together with Seminoles. And I'm sure the Muscogees don't like it. But
okay. Man, which is apparently eating too many Hot Pockets.
Apparently, I've hurt myself. The NCAA decided to ban the use of American Indian mascots by sports teams during its postseason tournaments.
Hmm.
Wait, what about the regular season? Nicknames or mascots deemed hostile or abusive won't be allowed on team uniforms at collegiate tournaments after February 1st. Now, here's the thing. Is the Seminole Tribe of Florida has told Florida State University... you know, they give them their blessing.
Yeah, it's okay. You
it's
can
okay.
use our
now,
likeness.
So this term here, it says it won't be allowed to use team that are mascots and nicknames that are deemed hostile or abusive. Now, who gets to deem them hostile or abusive?
The NCAA, apparently.
Well, I think that the Seminoles should be able to decide whether
that
or not.
That makes sense.
Yes.
But isn't it amazing that...
Yeah. And why don't they have a team called the Fat Drunk Fighting White Guys?
The Honkies. The Alabama Honkies.
the big-nosed, ruddy-faced Irish...
Right.
Guys. Or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be very funny. That is a good question. And if you've got some thoughts, 1-800-259-9231.
I think it's what
is surprising to me. I mean, I understand all the political correctness that happens on college campuses, that it's just there. I'm not saying I agree with it, but there's a lot of it. And it just kind of surprises me that it even makes its way into the sports division. You know, you think that the sports people are big and tough, and you know, they're not politically correct because they're jocks, and
uh-huh,
they're angry, and they like to drink beer and hurt people. But yet there's all this PC, wimpy garbage going on like this. Oh, it's you're hurting their feelings with this. You've only had the name Seminoles for, what, decades? How long has that?
Well, Florida State University was a girls' school prior to the mid-50s.
Okay.
And they still had the Seminoles name then. I would say that's early part of 1900s.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Kayleen. You are on Free Talk Live. Or are you?
A couple comments about political correctness. First of all, I grew up on an Indian reservation in North Idaho. And...
Mm-hmm.
The Indians there never called themselves Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. What did they call themselves?
They called themselves Indians.
Okay.
There was Indians and there was whites.
Who came up with this Native American thing anyway?
I have no idea.
Some college professor, probably.
It's just a crappy thing to say. I mean, because it by default says, I'm not a Native American.
Right, yeah. And as far as, let's just say the word, honky, nigga, dick, things like that, kike, whatever.
Right.
You know,
gook.
Right, there you go.
Now, you know something?
I work in Boston, and I ride the subway,
mm-hmm,
and I ride with black people all the time, and they call each other nigga. Hey, nigga.
Sure,
nigga.
They can do it, but you can't.
These niggas seem to have this attitude.
Kayleen, hang on a second. Hang on. We're going to come back to you.
I can't tell you how much I hate this.
1-800-259-9231. I'm not a fan of that word either. We're coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition. We're here to talk to you about whatever you want. You take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Manwich is here with me, as always. And you're feeling a little uncomfortable, Manwich.
Yeah.
Because we have Kayleen on the line. You can, by the way, join us at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system with almost 700 users, over 32,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all there free at freetalklive.com, so check that out. Let's go back to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Kayleen, you're making Manwich very uncomfortable.
Why?
You said the N-word.
Oh, well, you know what? Because black people call themselves that all the time.
That's not a fair, that's a fair and unfair and racist thing to say.
What
you
said it is.
You've seen a black person call another black person a nigga.
Uh-huh.
Now, that does not mean that black people call black people. Because what you're saying at that blanket statement is every black person in the world calls every other black person a nigga.
That's not true.
No, I didn't
and
say that.
And I would slap a black person in the mouth that called my best friend a nigga.
I did not say that.
That's what you said, though. You said black people call black people that all the time.
I did not say that.
That's precisely what you said.
Let her correct herself.
I said in my experience on the subway, I hear a lot of that, especially young black people saying, yo nigga,
okay.
And it's ridiculous.
Right. No, ridiculous. Now it is. It's a terrible thing to be saying to each other, and there's many black people in their past that have fought very hard not to have things like that said.
Absolutely. So Kayleen, I guess we're sort of in agreement with you. I mean,
she agrees with us.
It saddens me to hear people talking to one another in that way. But again, hey, it's their choice.
You know what? It's a double standard. It really is.
Well,
what if I said, yo, honky?
It wouldn't bother me personally.
I would think you were a little silly.
Right.
But anyway, let me close my call by saying that we are hard-carrying libertarians, my husband and I, and we are also members of the Free State Project.
Beautiful.
Fantastic,
all right,
honky.
Love your show.
All right, honks.
We'll see you up there.
Bye.
See ya. 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about the Seminoles, the Florida State Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
They have been apparently slapped by the NCAA, and the NCAA is now telling them that they can't use their moniker anymore. Is that correct?
Right. They can't call themselves Seminoles.
And is this official now? I mean, as of like next season, they have to change this.
Apparently,
or is there some sort of appeals process?
That's it. Well, the Florida State University is in fact going to sue the NCAA
really?
over this outrageous and insulting decision.
It is insulting, especially since
because they deem the nicknames and mascots to be hostile or abusive.
Well, especially since the Seminoles are okay with it.
Right.
The actual Indians.
The Seminole Tribe of Florida has issued a resolution supporting the Florida State's Seminoles nickname. Not just recently, which they did,
mm-hmm.
but they have supported it. They've
for
supported
decades.
It for decades.
Right. I mean,
right.
It's the only thing keeping them in the spotlight, right? I mean, how many
like
other people talk about Seminoles?
Dirty, bloodthirsty savages. They're saying Seminoles. They're calling the name of their tribe. That's all. Now, that would, in fact, be conceived hostile
Absolutely.
Or abusive.
No one could disagree with that.
Right. You know, if they
These are just a bunch of oversensitive academic mama's boys that just want to impose their political agenda on everybody else.
They probably don't like the fact that Florida State wins football games on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, maybe
too.
They think if they change the name, if they change the mascot, the team will lose its strength or something like that.
What about Notre Dame? Isn't their mascot
the Fighting Irish?
The Fighting Irish.
Right.
He's got the little Irishman up there with his fists in the air.
Maybe now, they're next.
Wouldn't that be considered abusive?
They might have to change it to the IRA.
Hostile? Certainly, he's hostile. He looks hostile.
Right.
You can just look at him from the side there.
Let's go to the phones to Dallas in Texas. No, this is someone named Dallas living in Texas.
That's appropriate because it really annoys me when people are named Dallas and they're elsewhere.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mailich. Hello.
I'm not from Texas. My grandfather named me. I was in Kansas, born in Kansas.
That's pretty close.
Well, now you're in Texas.
But now we live in Austin, Texas, and we listen to 100.1 on the radio. And
fantastic.
Really do appreciate the kind of free talk that's going on now.
Well, we're glad you're out there, Dallas. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, one of my concerns is, you know, our president is down here in Texas.
Oh, how
and
unfortunate.
And the vice president is way up north somewhere fishing. Where's Rumsfeld? And why are they so far from D.C. all the time?
I don't know.
Yeah, it makes you feel bad that, what was it, yesterday, 14 service members died?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it feels pretty bad while the president's out vacationing.
And I think he's going to take an over a month-long vacation, too.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
I hope he feels rested and relaxed when he gets back.
That must be nice.
My wife was wounded. She got hurt in an accident marching during the before the war started in Iraq. And she was marching, carrying a big sign. The wind got her. Knocked her down. She picked
her
up.
Down.
Came on
you
in with a
sorry to hear that.
Bleeding leg and broken leg of the fan. But that's that's our lifestyle. We're
you know, it's a rough life being president. You really do need to have vacations, considering you live in this lavish White House and you get to fly around on your own private jet and you get to drive around in limousines. What on earth does this guy need to take a day off for?
Georgia, I know
my question is why are they all gone at once at the same time? And you would expect the vice president to be closer by. But is there something going to happen in D.C. that nobody wants to know about? Or
I don't know.
Something strange going on.
Interesting.
Even here at his ranch down here, we're not too far from it. Mm-hmm. The talk is that they're not even sure he's really there.
I think he can hear us. I think he's listening.
Maybe so. Maybe
well, I
think
so. He is too. But
well, Dallas, interesting points, man. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just like people to get some conversation started about why they're there. No, there's a lot of things on our mind.
It's all speculation, of course. So I don't know what's. I mean,
what 77, else? You know, and I've been within. I was in during Korea, and we've been around for years, and our rights and our liberty is really going down the tube fast.
You're absolutely right about that. What's it like to be? I mean, we're in our 20s and 30s here. What's it like to be in your 70s and be able to look back on the last seven decades of your life and watch these liberties being flushed down the drain?
Well, I was born in 32, so my dad worked for 50 cents a day, and Roosevelt came along, and things got better and better and better. We both draw Social Security now. I was in the aerospace industry for a long time. I worked on the Apollo. I was on the redesign for Apollo 13 team. So I've been, my whole life, been through the things that were really great. But, and because I was in the Air Force during the Cold War, I came out as a captain. And in those days, you know, things seemed very much democratic, very much more democratic. But now then, everything, especially Texas, has really gone to the dogs.
Do you feel
really
like
bad.
Do you feel like there was a turning point where things really started getting worse?
Yes, definitely. Well, clearly, when Bush was elected, things were going downhill then.
Right.
But he was here as he was also the governor in Texas before that, and things really started going south in Texas, and they redistricted one area there, which made it impossible almost for a Democratic majority in the state Congress and Senate here. So it's so much crooked politics. You hear it every day. And you know it's happening and people
absolutely
are doing it, but nobody, you know, nothing happens.
It's been crooked for a long time, though. I mean, way back when they founded the Federal Reserve and brought the income tax around, all of that was crooked. All of it. You know, it's been a cumulative encroachment upon our liberties over the years. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate
Apollo 13,
it. We gotta go, man. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. He's got a lot on his mind. 800-259-9231. That's gotta be tough, man. Looking back on seven decades of life, and it just keeps getting worse. You know, more coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. Breasts on the way.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com. or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with Ann Manwich. Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as always, talking about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the phones. And, hey, there goes the music bed.
it's done.
Yeah, it's done. And you can also, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show are there on the front page of the website. You can get them for free, of course. So just go to freetalklive.com. And they're right there. You just click them, and they come to you. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send them to you automatically. It doesn't get much easier than that. So go check it all out at freetalklive.com.
And so, we are the number one podcast in the world.
We are the number one podcast in the world, thanks to your votes. You can go and vote for us if you haven't yet this month at vote.freetalklive.com. We've got a pretty solid lead at this point, but your vote wouldn't hurt. So vote.freetalklive.com.
Oh, that's great.
And, of course, we thank the good folks over at Downsize DC for that. So far tonight, we talked about the controversy over the Seminoles here in Florida. Not the actual Indians, but the football team or the college basketball team. The college, Florida State, they were ordered by the NCAA to stop calling themselves the Seminoles.
Yes, the NCAA decided that they were smarter than the Seminole Indians themselves, who said that it was fine, that they support a resolution supporting the Florida State's Seminoles nickname.
So even though they're not offended, someone else theoretically could be offended by it somewhere in America, and so therefore they should stop calling themselves Seminoles.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what happens. You said they're suing the NCAA over
this? They claim that they're going to sue them for this outrageous and insulting decision.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to follow the story and see what they end up deciding to do. It'd be crazy if they pulled themselves out of the NCAA, wouldn't it, over this?
I tell you, they're one of the most the biggest, strongest teams in it.
Right.
So
that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We've also talked about we also just talked to Dallas from Texas. No, his name was Dallas. Anyway, he said, and actually I kind of glossed over this while he was talking, because we didn't have much time left during that segment, but he made a statement about how he was born back in the 30s and that FDR made everything better. Didn't he say something like that? Like,
well,
things got better under FDR.
The sleight of hand trick where you devalue the money system by making it fake money, and then when the S hits the rotator, as it were, Germany had its huge depression and it spread worldwide. And so you create this socialist government to lessen the effects of this huge depression that you've created with the fiat money system.
How would a socialist government lessen the effects of depression?
By they're getting people food and money. It's the stuff's still out there. You know, it's just the money that's inflated and messed up.
Yeah, but initiating socialism doesn't make anything better. It just hurts more people. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you can successfully steal from the rich and give to the poor for a period of time.
They don't do a very good job of it. I'm sure there are some, mind you, yes, in the welfare program, there are some poor people who really do need help that are getting it. But for each one of those people, there's probably two other people that don't really need it that are getting it, that are just getting the money. And
what's
so,
your explanation, then?
What is my explanation?
Yeah.
I just think that, I don't know, as far as why he said that?
The depression didn't exist? Is that
as far
believe?
As why he said things got better? I think first of all, I think it's not fair to attribute things getting better to the president. Mm-hmm. That's the first and most important thing. There's nothing I can stand. I can't stand it when people say, "Well, the economy's really good. Thank George Bush for that."
Well,
or things are really bad. You should blame George Bush for that. No. Look, I understand the president can sign bills and things like that that can have effects on the economy, absolutely. But it doesn't matter who's in office necessarily as far as, like, the president doesn't control the economy, I guess is what I'm trying to say. He can influence it to a degree by passing draconian laws.
Can't the president create a socialist program and put people to work and then print money and pay those people and make their life somewhat better?
No, I don't think you can make people's lives better by using force on others. Sure, you can make some people's lives better, but you're ignoring all the people who are being hurt by the government in order to make those people's lives better.
I think it is an ignoring it. But
okay, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
All right. Free State Project member here.
Wow.
And, yeah,
lots of them. Tonight. Night of the Porks. What's on your mind, Matt?
Actually, you just spoke with my wife. Just thought I'd call in and let you guys see how you guys are doing. And it's my first time calling in.
That's okay.
And
we'll go easy on you.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, I just saw yesterday this in the Boston Globe, or the Boston Socialist, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw this big picture of the two boys with the lemonade stand signing their license, you know, to get a to be able to sell their lemonade in Salem.
So, is this? Did they get a license, or did they kind of hook up with the sausage guy?
They hook up with the sausage guy, and they had to sign the part of the license that they were going to be under. You know, they're going to be sharing his license. And,
right,
I see.
Yeah, it was pretty, I was reading this, and it's actually the first time, I guess I fully missed out on it because I only saw this yesterday.
Yeah, we've talked about this throughout the week this week. It was just an outrageous situation. Just to recap, what happened was you had two young lads, 9 and 11, I believe are their ages,
right,
in Salem, Massachusetts. What is that, right outside of Boston?
That's right. It's just north of Boston.
So Salem, Massachusetts, these guys went to what was called Salem Common, and they set up a lemonade stand, like lots of kids do when they're kids. And unfortunately for them, there happened to be a sausage vendor who was very nearby. The sausage vendor felt threatened by
the employee of the sausage vendor.
Thank you. The guy who was working the sausage cart felt threatened by the kids, called the cops. The cops came out. Actually, the first cop refused to do anything, which is very commendable. He called his supervisor, and then the lieutenant came out and ordered the kids to shut down the stand and go home at that point.
Terrible crime.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the cop, right?
I was being facetious.
About the kids. Well, I think the cop committed a crime against those kids.
The lieutenant.
Situation is criminal. I mean, the fact that they have to have a license to sell lemonade on the common or anyone.
The fact that you have to have a license to do anything is criminal.
Yeah, licensing is drives me up a wall, and just being a libertarian in Massachusetts is kind of like, it's just this. Massachusetts is one of the least free states in the union.
No doubt. You don't have far to go to get to New Hampshire.
Exactly.
Now. So these kids were shut down by the cop. It made headlines.
Right.
We talked about it here on Free Talk Live. And then the next day, the mayor comes in leading the parade, right? He ran right out in front of the parade because he saw all this press that this was getting.
That's
and
right.
He went and he facilitated some sort of a deal between the sausage cart and the kids. Of course, the sausage cart owner was starting to feel the pinch because once this started getting press attention, people stopped buying sausages from him.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was concerned initially. The employee was concerned initially because he was losing lemonade sales. Well, now they're losing sales on everything.
Right.
And so they made this little agreement that the kids could operate their lemonade stand underneath the sausage cart guy. Now, I'm not exactly pleased with this, and we'll come back and talk about why, and I'm sure that you don't feel too good about it either, Matt. More on the way if you want. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. I think it's a very bad ending to this story, and we'll explain why coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and